The Birth of a Star by Chris Rose. Henry is an astronomer. He is very excited because he thinks he might have discovered the beginning of a new star. But then he gets even more exciting news. He's going to be a father. June 5th, 2006. Henry looks carefully into the telescope, which lets him see far, far away. As far away as the distant nebula on the far edges of the Milky Way. Henry is an astronomer. He looks at the sky, and at stars in particular. Even though he spends much of his time looking at detailed computer reports, which are just lists and lists of numbers, his favorite thing about his job is looking through the telescope. And today, he is very excited. He isn't sure yet, but he thinks he has seen a dense cloud which might be the beginning of a new star. July 5th, 2006. Henry is still looking for a tiny point of light in the sky. He checks the lists and lists of numbers that his computer produces, and tries to make sense of them. He tries to turn the basic data into an image, a picture of the star he hopes to see, but it is not yet possible. He arrives home, feeling tired. His wife Anna sits down next to him. "I've got some news," she says. August 5th, 2006. Henry is so excited about being a father that he has forgotten about his star. Anna is feeling sick and tired. Henry is no longer thinking about the nebula and clouds and gases. He's thinking about pushchairs and nappies. September 5th, 2006. Anna and Henry go to the doctor. Anna has an ultrasound scan. Henry is used to seeing distant images of planets and stars and clouds, and now he looks at this image. It almost looks like a cloud, but it is much clearer. He can see the outline of a head, the features of a face, and he realizes that this means much more to him than the distant stars he is used to looking at. October 5th, 2006. Anna finally starts to get fatter. Henry is feeling terrified. For the first time now, he realizes exactly what it means. In a few months' time, he will be a father. November 5th, 2006. Anna looks at her tummy and now starts to feel that there is another living person inside her. She thinks about Henry's job and remembers how excited Henry was a few months ago when he thought he could see a new star. December 5th, 2006. Henry thinks that Anna looks a bit like a whale, but that she is very beautiful anyway. He thinks that next Christmas everything will be very, very different. January 5th, 2007. Anna feels like she wants to sleep all the time. She feels like the baby already wants to come out. The baby is kicking her from inside. She feels like a football. She can't wait to become a mother. Henry calls her 10 times a day on her mobile phone. February 5th, 2007. It can take as long as 10 million years for a star to form, but Henry doesn't care about seeing his star anymore. He knows that although he may be the first person to see a new star, it is impossible for him to see the birth of a star, from its beginning to its appearance. But he doesn't care, because a new star has just entered his life. "But we haven't thought of a name," says Anna, holding the tiny baby in her arms. "I have," says Henry. "I've got a beautiful name for her." "What is it?" "Stella. Let's call her Stella."